Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, so we'll take the idea we've been exploring this week of resetting our use of time as we learn to follow Jesus and seeing how it actually applies in our lives today. How do we actually put this into practice? We've talked a little bit this week about how time is a finite resource. There's only so much time in the world, and there's only so much time given to us, and it marches on 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, marches on. It's not a question of whether we can make time or lose time, it's a question of how we use time that we are given here on earth. We might want to think of time as something that we can budget, something we need to consider carefully and plan for. Now, as we think about how that looks as followers of Jesus, we may think we know what that looks like. We may think, okay, what he's going to say is if you're going to follow Jesus, you need to make sure you take time to go to church. And that's important. But that's not really enough. That's not the big picture of what it means to follow Jesus and use our time wisely. What Jesus is looking for isn't for people to add something to their already busy day and call themselves his followers as a result. What Jesus wants to do is be Lord of our entire lives, of our entire day, of our entire week, of our entire year, of our entire lives. That's what Jesus wants to be guiding us through, leading us through. He wants to transform our time, not just add something to it or take something away. He wants us to look at the whole of our timetable, not just Sunday morning, but look at the whole of our timetable and say, how can I give all of my time to support God's kingdom, to support his goals for this world? We want to look at how we use our time a little differently as followers of Jesus. And I think there are two main ways we're going to be called to use our time that may be new and different to us. We're probably used to spending a lot of our time on ourselves, or at least supporting our goals. Even when it's spent with other people or on other projects, we're typically pursuing our goals, some plan we have for ourselves or those around us. But now, if we're truly going to try to follow Jesus, even in a busy commuting lifestyle, what we need to do is start to spend some time on God and on others. Intentional time, not just accidental time, but to actually make sure that's a part of our daily routine, our weekly routine, and our yearly routine. We looked in a previous series at having rhythms to life. In our work and rest series, we talked about the importance of having rest built into our day, our week, and our year, and even our entire lives. And it's the same here. That would be an excellent thing to review. But today we're just going to look at two things to make sure our time includes. The first one I said was making sure our time includes time for God. We can see this was an important and regular part of Jesus' own life. It says in Matthew 14, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. There are many examples like that, where Jesus pulled away from the busyness of his ministry and spent a little time alone in prayer with God. Today, that's still an important part of anyone who wants to follow Jesus' life. We want to follow him. We need to make sure we are spending time with God, and we only access God the Father through the Son. So we want to make sure we're spending time in prayer and in reading God's Word, the Bible. In our series, Becoming Like Family, we intentionally challenge our followers of Redeem the Commute to spend time reading the Bible. We read the Bible in sync as one community. So every day you'll find a reading that you can be reading along with other members of our community. It's one of the many ways we stay in sync, even when we're going about these busy, scattered lives. The other thing is prayer. That's an important part of our becoming like family as well, that we're praying together. And so I'd encourage you, if you're not already, to add prayer to your daily Bible reading. Whatever you've learned from that day's reading, talk to God about it. Ask him to help you with it. Ask him to help you understand it. Ask him to challenge you to live it out. You can also be praying with your discussion group. If you're meeting regularly with others who are following our daily challenges or maybe doing one of our courses, maybe take some time at the end of each session to pray for one another's needs or to pray for what you've been learning about. Ask your seatmate on the train or somebody from work or from the neighborhood how you can help them and pray for them. You might be surprised at how willing people are to have you pray for them, if you only ask. Regardless of how you do it, what I want to challenge you to do today is to make sure you're taking time out of your day and out of your week to focus in on God. Carve out some time every day, hopefully as part of your Redeem the Commute routine, to pray and read the Bible. And then make sure there's an intentional, longer time set aside every week to worship God. If you haven't got a worshiping community, a community to worship God with, a church, then we're forming a brand new church called Redeemer Church. It's going to be forming in Ajax this year, and we're looking for people who are going to commit to being our charter members, to being there when we launch that first Sunday church service. I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to be part of that, and if you'd like to help contribute, first of all, with just your commitment to be there or with your gifts. If you've got something you can share to support that goal, I'd love to hear from you. The other way we're going to be called to use our time differently from before as followers of Jesus is to intentionally spend time focused on others. Here's one of the ways Jesus did that. It's also from the book of Matthew. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." You can see there that Jesus' intentional plan is to send people to serve those who are helpless and being thrown about in this world. Followers of Jesus are called to intentionally spend time focused on the needs of others, helping others. And so that's going to be an important way to spend our time if we're intentionally going to follow Jesus, whatever that looks like. It might look like signing up to do something that's programmed, or it might look like intentionally making yourself available to your neighbors, to your friends, to your colleagues, as a resource to them. Having some money set aside to care for the needs of others, or having time set aside to sit and listen to others who are in need. Whatever that's going to look like in your life, it's going to be different. But what matters is that we're intentionally setting aside time to serve others. Now, this might sound like an awful lot to add to your busy life. You might think, you know what, I barely make it through a day. How am I going to intentionally spend time on God and others on top of all I do? Well, like I said earlier, Jesus isn't looking for us to simply add something to our busy schedules. Jesus is looking to transform our schedules. That's hard work, and it takes some self-awareness. And so your first step today, your challenge for today, is simply to become aware of how you use your time. Through the next week, I want you to watch how you use your time and write it down. Make a record of how you're using every hour or every half hour, however your day's blocked out, and take note of what you're doing. Then at the end of the week, divide it up and say, what percentage of my time did I spend on myself and my goals and my family? And then how much time did I spend on others, intentionally helping others outside of my own immediate circle, my own immediate family? And then how much time did I spend intentionally focused on God? Chances are it's going to be pretty out of balance. I know my week can be awfully imbalanced. And our challenge for all of us together, me included, is going to be to try to balance that out a bit better. To try and raise the bar on the intentional time spent with God, try to raise the bar on the intentional time spent on others, and lower that bar about intentional time spent on us. Maybe you're going to find you're watching way too much TV, spending way too much time surfing the net. That time you're sitting reading just silly stuff, silly blogs or whatever on the commute could be better spent studying the Bible. Maybe you'll find that there's time in your day you didn't even realize you had, and that you can now be using to really make a difference in our world, or to grow closer to the one who can help you do that. I hope that is what happens for you through this exercise. That you'll take the time this week to really look at how you use your hours and your days to see how you can balance out those bars. So that's our challenge today. Hope you have a great one putting that into practice, and you'll take some time to discuss with your discussion group how that's going to look for you this week, how you're going to actually track your time and what tools you'll use. Don't forget to read the Bible in sync today and spend a little time in prayer as well. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this week's challenge. Bye for now.